right throughout yesterday's program, we found a phenomenon which I didn't realise was happening. Prices are coming down for fuel in Melbourne dramatically, lowest they've been in many, many years, 113, as I mentioned, out at Ferntree Gully. But when we started crowing about that, saying how wonderful that was for the people of Melbourne, all of a sudden, we go into the country areas, and all of a sudden, all these people started calling from the country, saying, don't cry about it there, what about the poor country people? And there were prices that are still 146, 147 on, in places like Stawell and Swan Hill. How is that? Now, we contacted the oil companies, BP, tell us, quote, and unbelievable, we are unable to comment on fuel prices. Okay, so what the hell can you comment on? They did recommend we contact the Australian Institute of Petroleum. We did, no response. So we now go to Nick Moulis, who is the CEO of the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association. Nick, I do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on, Nick.
So can you explain this? Prices coming down dramatically in Melbourne, but they haven't in the country areas. Why not?
Nick, there's always been a city-country differential, and this has been a perennial discussion at a lot of different moments within the fuel industry. And whilst you're right, there has been a fall in the price of petrol at the bowser, this, look, has occurred in the regional area, but maybe not to the liking of all motorists, or not to the depths that all motorists would feel happy about. I think, though, we need to look at not just the microcosm of right now, but in the fuel industry, and the ACCC, who reports on the fuel industry every year, looks at it through its cycles and comes up with what they believe are the reasons, and I'd have to agree with them, around why there is this country-city differential. And very quickly, that is, there's probably about three or four. One being, there is a freight cost, but, you know, I'm not going to stand here and say that's the thing that's keeping the prices different. There is the amount of volume that gets sold. So the economies of scale are far bigger in the city than they are in a regional area. There is the concept of competition, and unfortunately in regional areas and rural areas we don't see as many service stations, so we don't see as high a level of competition as we would in Melbourne. And then the fourth factor is the sales of other products or other things that underpin or support the profitability of the business. Now, in the city, we all know now that service stations have convenience stores in them, and that does help bolster the operation and profitability of the business. And unfortunately, in regional and rural areas, sometimes we don't get the same volume of ancillary sales, car washes and convenience stores.
Look, I understand all of those factors, but really 30 cents a litre in some cases more. I mean, that is dramatic. That is, you know, a quarter of the price.
You're right. It
taken off, 75%.
No, it can be seen as dramatic, and I'm not going to stand here and defend the differential. I'm going to try and explain why we see that. Now, I think the other thing we need to be very conscious of here is that individual operators will always make their individual pricing decisions. So this, you know, sometimes we hear motorists and commentators say, you know, this is a piece of collusion. This is people getting together to affect pricing in a marketplace. Now, I hope that doesn't happen, and I hope that in regional and rural areas where there are more than one service station and there is a higher level of competition, that people are pricing themselves properly.
Yeah, so that's the key, isn't it, Nick? I mean, so of all of those factors, competition has got to be the main one, hasn't it? Because if you've got two or more, like in a town like Mansfield, someone was talking, I think, about Mansfield yesterday. Because there are a number of service stations in Mansfield, the prices are reasonable.
Yes, and look, competition has been a real issue for our industry over a period of time, and I'll explain why, because since 2009, we've seen the number of independent service stations, because of things like the shopper docket programs that the major supermarkets run, we've seen the number of independent service stations across Australia fall by nearly 17%. Now, that's nearly 1,000 independent businesses that have closed down. And you're right, Nick, where we do see markets that have a good mix of big and small business, not only in our industry but in others, but in ours, where you get that independent service station owner, where you do get, you know, some of the big boys playing as well, we do see a very competitive marketplace, and we do see a lot of people nipping at the heels of the others to try and make it, to try and entice the customer to their business.
Well, in your industry, do you get frustrated when you hear about the service stations out in the bush that are charging $1.46, say, for instance, when you know that prices are down at $1.13-ish in Melbourne, and you know that that puts your industry in a very bad light?
It does affect the way people perceive our industry. But I think what we need to understand is those factors that I spoke about earlier. And volume and the amount of business you bring into your service station is very important because, you know, whether you're in Melbourne or whether you're out in the bush, the wage levels are the same. The, you know, the cost of electricity and those other things that go in to help you run your business are almost similar between the two. Yet in the city, you might be able to sell 2 million litres a month. Yet in a regional zone, you might only sell 2 million litres a year.
Can you see, though, seriously, can you see any justification in anyone at the moment, given oil prices, international oil prices are down and going further down, charging, say, let's pick 146 or anything over 140 at the moment? Is there any real justification for that? Can people in the country who are paying that amount feel disheartened and feel as though they're being taken for a ride?
I believe, Nick, that each business has its own factors when it comes to pricing fuel, and it takes into account a lot of individual costs, individual investments, individual risk. So I'm not going to justify either way. I'm not going to sit here and say, look, someone in the country should be at X price and someone in the city should be at Y. Because, look, in any business, we find that that people charge different prices. And you know, I know a lot of your listeners would be heading off on Christmas holidays and buying accommodation at the moment. And accommodation prices vary depending on whether you're somewhere like the beach where you want a holiday or whether you're somewhere else in the Australia where you might not want a holiday. And therefore, you know, prices can vary because of that.
Okay.
I think we need to look at this. Whilst I agree that we are seeing a fall in the price of the refined product because the oil price is falling, that is, there's a factor in that which is also the exchange rate, which is tempering that a little bit. But to suggest that you know there's this that we have to have something within reasonable distance, meaning I whilst I agree that motorists can feel aggrieved, I'm not going to stand here and defend justify our position against their feelings. I don't think that there's a position here where we can say, well, they should be at this price and someone else should be at that.
Okay, a couple of quick points, because we do have to move on, but we've had a number of people calling about diesel prices as well. How come they haven't come down as much?
Diesel, and especially around this time of year, is an interesting product because, of course, in southern Australia, we're moving through a harvest period. So once again, it's this supply and demand factor.
Okay.
There is a very high demand for diesel at the moment. And unfortunately, in those periods of times, that does keep that price a bit higher. You know, basic market factors, whether it's the fuel industry or you're selling apples or oranges or cherries this time of year, you know, the supply and demand does affect pricing.
LP gas,
that's a really interesting one. We're seeing LP gas volumes decline at the moment. Less LPG vehicles on the road, less people buying new LPG vehicles. At the moment, most service station operators, even though people see a higher price, are actually losing money when they sell. When you look at the amount of investment that they put into some of this infrastructure and the volume that they're selling, LPG is a really tough game at the moment.
Okay, so that's supply and demand as well. And, Nick, look into your crystal ball for the people of Melbourne. How low are petrol prices going to get?
How low can we go? Good question. Look, the fact is, I don't think anybody on my side of the industry looking at in the crystal ball would have predicted that we'd be down at you know, $50 a barrel, $60 a barrel. So to predict where it's going to go after this, I have no idea. What I can tell you, though, is the geopolitics around fuel have changed dramatically in the last few years, and I don't see that abating, with the US becoming a major producer now, with changes in regards to OPEC's power in the international market. So there's a bit of cat and mouse going on here, and right now I think Australian motorists are feeling the benefit of that game. And, you know, may it continue so motorists can get a good deal.
Okay, Nick Mullis, I do appreciate you coming on. I do appreciate you being so honest. Nick Mullis, who's the CEO of the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association. So there you have it.